Money's never an easy topic to talk about, but it's a must when you have kids. I'm State Treasurer Dennis Milligan, and my office is here to make saving money for college or vocational school quick and effortless. Sign up for automatic payroll deductions into an Arkansas 529 education savings plan and help change the course of your child's life.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement at arkansas529.org. arkansas529.org.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We go to the fourth quarter. It's 28-20, Harrison.
Quarterback under center, Brad, looking for the ISO or the sweep right here.
Third down and about five for the Goblins from the Mountain Home 7. Keylon wants to pass. Looking left side, has the receiver, caught at the 5, in for the touchdown, Harrison.
Nobody covered the flats.
Nope, that was Kylan Madden. Try to see where he came from. He was
He was
the fullback. He was lined up at the fullback position. He got one block as the quarterback dropped back, and then he goes out of the flat. Nobody picked him up, and he was uncovered, and he's in for the touchdown. Extra point good. 11:53 left in the ball game. It's Harrison 35, Mountain Home 20. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
To win in sports, you must focus on your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. Chad Beshears, your local Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, can help. For all of your investment needs, call 870-425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Okay, everybody knows all the things you can do in an Arkansas state park, like hiking, canoeing, mountain biking, swimming, fishing, and so on. But did you know there are almost as many ways to stay? Choose from luxurious lodges, scenic campsites, quirky yurts, and now, camper cabins. An affordable way to get outdoors but still have the comforts of home. More choices mean you can do your park your way. Pick your park and plan your next adventure at ArkansasStateParks.com.
You're listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home.
Touchdown!
Classic Hits 101.7.
11:53 left in this contest. Cole Keylon having a heck of a game for Harrison. 3 passing and 2 rushing touchdowns. Here's a short pooch kick, almost an onside looking kick. That was odd, but one of the Bombers up men catches it and down at about the 47-yard line.
Daxton Hipman, he's one of our tight end. He covered that ball up. Good hands there. Got great field position. We've been running the ball well. Still have plenty of time. Wouldn't get in too big of a hurry yet.
Down 15 with 11:53 to play. Bombers with two receivers on each side of the line. Now Hershberger goes in motion. They empty the backfield. The pass is incomplete.
Almost intercepted.
Yeah. Intended for Stockton that time, right at midfield. Nine o'clock. Both teams throwing the ball a lot, and incompletions, of course. We're going to see some longer games this year, aren't we?
I started to say, don't get used to that.
Here's a handoff to Hershberger running straight ahead. And, boy, he laid the lick that time.
He laid one on Madden
that
there.
That was on Madden, yes.
Yeah, Madden got a little bit. Somebody else got some, too. Check this replay out. He just lowered the shoulder and popped him. A little draw play.
One more time, straight ahead, it's Hershberger. He's going to come up about a half yard shy, so it's going to be fourth down coming up here from Mountain Home. He makes it to the 44.
You're going for it here.
Fourth down and about a half yard for this Mountain Home offense. McKay keeps it, and he's got the first down. In fact, he's going to He only needed a yard. He's going to pick up about three down to the 41.
See, if we get the good spot, we don't. I thought he, for a second, was going to give it to the 40. We take that extra 6 inches there. But a great job there, just feeling his way, finding the hole, wiggling through, getting that yardage.
15th first down. The ball is, the snap was bobbled by McKay. He picks it back up, throws a pass, incomplete, gets rid of it. And, oh, I thought there was a receiver there. They're going to call him for intentional grounding.
It was very close, Brad. Looking at the replay, I don't even know that he got outside the tackle box after he dropped it.
Yeah, they're going to call him for intentional grounding. Mm. So it's from the spot of the foul, a 5-yard penalty, and it's going to move the ball back to about the 42 of Mountain Home.
It's a big one there.
6 penalties for 7 yards against Mountain Home tonight. They'll mark it, finally they put it down at about the 42-yard line.
Empty backfield.
Second down and a bunch here for Mountain Home. McKay is going to complete the pass right at midfield and down to about the 48 of Harrison. Making the catch that time. Is that Mojica again? Yep. Picks up 10 on the play. So now it's third.
At about 17?
Yep, 17, 18, somewhere in that neighborhood. Got to get to the 30. It's at the 48. Got to get near the 30. McKay drops back to pass. Now tucks it. He's going to run. He's at the 40. Cuts it back to the middle part of the field. He's going to make his way down to about the 33-yard line. And Mountain Home's going to be looking at about a 4th and 3 here. Nice run by the quarterback, McKay.
Great job just weaving his way through traffic. I mean, he really wanted to throw the ball. Pulled it down, found some room, cut back to the inside.
Picks up 15, so 4th and 3 here for Mountain Home. They've converted several 4th downs tonight. Can they do it again? McKay keeps it himself, straight ahead, first down run, across the 30, down to the 25-yard line. Needed 3 and gets 8.
Just follow the holes. He followed the hole, and a lot of good running room. Harrison didn't even kind of come up to play that tight. I think we caught them a little bit. They didn't quite get set. Oh, right there, yeah. Left guard. Left tackle, kick out, big hole, easy first down.
So first down for Mountain Home at the Harrison 25-yard line. Trips to the right side for Mountain Home, empty backfield for McKay. McKay looks right, fires it. It's going to be incomplete. He was looking for Logan Walker on the near sideline and overshot him.
I just let him a little too much.
Yep.
But also trying to make a safe throw. You know, don't want to leave that, can't leave that ball back to the inside.
So 2nd and 10 coming up here for this Mountain Home offense. 9:16 left in the ball game. Harrison leads it 35-20. It's been a good one. This is the largest lead of the night for the Goblins. McKay rolling to his right, throw back to the left side to Hershberger. First man gets a hand on him and just enough to trip him up, and he's going to fall ahead for about a 3-yard gain to the 22.
That play had potential. That's a little screen play, watching to see where this guy comes off of. Oh, yeah, the defender just fought off the wide receiver that was trying to block him and got in and just blew it up.
3rd and 7 here for Mountain Home. Trips to the right. Harrison brings some pressure. McKay rolls to the right and throws it incomplete, intended for Stockton, but it was behind him, and now the Bombers looking at 4th and 7.
That was enough to get you a really nice little 4th and 4, 4th and 3 there. Just threw the ball to the wrong side of the receiver. That one you got to lead a little bit. That was almost going to be another slide job.
It was, wasn't it? So 4th and 7 here for the Mountain Home offense. 8:39 left. Well, you need to convert this.
Yeah, down 2 scores. We're to the point that you've got to do this. You've got to go for it.
2 receivers each side. McKay to pass. Left side. And a diving attempt. A flag on the play. We may get pass interference here. Let's see. Looked like it was intended for Drury, I believe. And he goes limping off the field. Waiting for the indication.
Threw the flag right there at number three, Sloan Barrett, I believe.
Yes. They're moving the chains. This is going to be pass interference against the Goblins. And the Bombers will get a free first down.
Pass was intended for Stockton.
Okay.
And now I see Drury, he came off holding his hamstring.
So it moves the ball down to the 11-yard line. And McKay will keep it up the middle part of the field. McKay is going to ball his way into the end zone for the touchdown from 11 yards out.
Great job. Offensive line all the way across the board. I think this is a design draw.
McKay from 11 yards out will score. Defenders hit him at about the four, and he just takes them into the end zone.
Now they're sending number two off with an injury for Harrison. That's Beck Jones. Mount Holmes just lining straight up for no swinging gate this time.
McKay's second rushing touchdown of the night. He's also thrown for one. Here's the extra point, and it's good. 8:31 left to play in the ball game. It's a one-score game again, 35-27 Harrison. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Now is a great time to get out and experience an outdoor adventure in the Arkansas Delta Byways region. From hiking to biking to water adventures, we've got them all. Bike, jog, or stroll across the Big River Crossing, the longest public pedestrian bridge across the Mississippi River. Do some fishing or kayaking on Lake Chico, the largest oxbow lake in North America. Explore the beginnings of Arkansas at Arkansas Post National Memorial. Visit deltabyways.com for more ideas.
This ad paid with state and regional funds.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Harrison, 8:31 to play, 35-27. It's Mountain Home down by 8 against the Goblins. Shaner with the ball teed up, ready to kick off. Down the middle, line drive type kick. Picked up at about the 20 and they return down to about the 30-yard line. Nice coverage downfield. That was Hickman, I believe, down. No, it was Stockton.
I thought downfield. I was waiting to see the turn if it was the one or the four. Lawson Stockton.
I saw the four. I can tell it was a one or two in the beginning. So
it looked like we might have been in a little trouble the way he cut that back. There was a little opening.
Yes.
And Stockton came and did a good job.
So the Goblins with the ball at the 30-yard line, and can this Mountain Home defense come up with a stop here and get it back for the offense, which Harrison has not been able to stop? Keelon to pass. Long down the middle, has a man. It's Moy. It's caught at the 40. He's gone. Touchdown, Harrison, 70 yards. And again, it's the big play as Mountain Home gets beat in the secondary for the third time tonight.
Looking at this again, Brad, nothing tricky. Just ran past a defender, caught him a little bit on his feet.
Yep.
And it was off to the races. That's the thing that Coach Airy is probably going to kick himself about all weekend. You take out the big plays, what kind of game is it?
Yes. Back to a two-score lead now for the Goblins. Extra points good. 8:16 left in the contest. Harrison leads it 42-27. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
conversations about real estate include some discussion about location. You know, the saying about three important things, location, location, location. With Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville located throughout Arkansas, we're ready to help you take advantage of the lowest rates in years. New mortgages and refis made easy as pie, or easy as pie, depending on your location. Go to mebanking.com, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
I'm Rex Nelson. Outside of the state's natural beauty, the thing that strikes me most as I travel Arkansas is the junk in yards and trash along the highways. In a place that markets itself as the natural state, we've too often been guilty of, at best, ignoring our natural treasures, at worst, polluting and littering them. Let's take pride in our state by keeping it litter-free. Visit KeepArkansasBeautiful.com to get involved.
This message brought to you by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
8:16 to play. Harrison now leading 42-27 after the 70-yard touchdown pass. Keelan has rushed for two and thrown for four. Good kickoff. This is going to back Walker back up to the 10-yard line. Turn out across the 20 to about the 27, 28-yard line, and that's where Mountain Home is going to start. They're going to mark his progress to about the 29, and that's where the Bombers will start with this drive. And 8:10 to play. So the Bombers, Sonny, you're looking at, you got to score here. You got to get a stop and then get another one on the board.
Yeah, you got to start moving a little quicker. I mean, I don't think you just go back and throw it three times in a row.
No.
You're actually running the ball, scored fairly quickly. I keep that ball on the ground, keep pushing them around.
McKay will fake the handoff. The pass is left side, incomplete, intended for Mojica.
Kind of short hopped him on that one. Looks like we got
one of the Bombers. Is that one of the linemen cramping
up a
bit?
Yeah, I think he's cramping.
Yep.
Big Zach Spaulding got a little calf cramp. And luckily it did turn a little cooler tonight than it has been. But the humidity, that's still pretty high on the humidity.
Yes. So second and 10 here for Mountain Home, 8:08 left in the contest. Two receivers each side. The snap right through the hands of McKay. He's not going to get the football. It's going to be picked up by the Goblins. They return it to the 2-yard line. First and goal coming up from Mount for Harrison. McKay, the snap went through his hands, and he didn't exactly sprint after it. I don't think he realized where the ball was, or how close the defender was.
Right.
He gets tackled as they try to scoop the ball up and is picked up by the Goblins. They return it to the 2. It's the third touchdown of the night. The third turnover of the night by Mountain Home.
Just a little high and to the left. Just had put his hands up. Didn't make the catch, though.
So Harrison takes over at the 3-yard line, and they can deliver the knockout punch right here. Can the Bomber defense come up big here? It's first and goal from the 3 for the Goblins. They give it to Welsh, trying to bounce it outside. Nothing there. Played well by that Bomber defense. That was Tatum Bashir's up there with the initial contact for Mountain Home.
You notice Harrison here, they're not messing around. They've gotten a power set, and they want to try and force this one in on us. But the thing is, they have not been hammering us defensively.
No. That was a loss of one back to the 4-yard line. So now second and goal from the 4. Let's see what Harrison wants to do here. Trips to the left. Keelan is going to keep it himself. Bounces off the first tackler. Then he's stood up at the 2-yard line. So third and goal coming up from about the 2.
Nice job. Whole left side of the defensive line were in there. See, tell who come in and cleaned him up.
So third down coming up here for the Goblins.
Colby Lockhart in there. Quentin Brill.
Harrison Third and goal at the 2.
Mason Walker in there. Get my Walkers mixed up. 6 and 9 is just the.
Yep. Harrison quickly to the line of scrimmage now. Power formation straight ahead. Keelon with it, and he is in for the touchdown. He's thrown for 3 and rushed for 3 now.
Well, we did say it would all run through him, didn't we?
We did. Actually, I'm a touchdown short. So he's that's right. He's thrown for 4, hasn't he? He's rushed for 3 and thrown for 4.
It's a one-man band.
Wow. Extra point is missed. So it's 48-27 Harrison. With 6:51 to play, you're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Getting away from it all has been incredibly important these past few months. Creating memories with family in a nice, safe recreational vehicle is also an amazing way to socially distance. Sounds like your own little piece of heaven, right? Ideal RV has known that secret since 1971, offering not only great new and used RVs, but also full-service maintenance, repair, winterization, and storage facilities. For the ideal memory maker, it's Ideal RV. Call Ideal RV, Highway 5 North, 481-5400.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
6:51 to play. The Goblins have opened up a three-score lead now, 48-27 over Mountain Home. Here comes the ensuing kickoff. Line drive, kick backs, Logan Walker all the way back to the 4-yard line. Out across the 20. Oh, he's way late at the 23-yard line. Boy, he gets hit hard. He pops up. He's all right. Now flag is going to be thrown on the Harrison sideline. I don't know if this is a sideline warning or if there was some jawing going on. Kind of interesting from where the flag was thrown. Well, that was a big,
Jacob Dean laying that hit for lick. Harrison. But he's kind of strutting himself off. Or, I'm sorry, I said 38. It's 30. Alex Mills.
I didn't see what the indication was. It's a 15-yard penalty.
It's a big one.
Yep, 15 yards against Harrison.
Coach Wells will not like that.
So I'm sure there's some jawing going on. Unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. So the Bombers will start at their own 38-yard line. McKay looking long down the middle, has a man. It's Walker caught down to the 12-yard line. First down for Mountain Home. They'll mark him at the 14.
Great throw. He got behind the defender. Actually kind of waited a little bit for it. It was first and 10 from the 38.
I was trying to see where the ball was snapped from. I hadn't written it down yet when they threw the pass. Nicely thrown pass from McKay. Bombers now with 19 first downs on the night. McKay rolling to his left. Hit as he throws. It's incomplete.
Good job of just kind of getting rid of that one.
It was. So second down coming up here for Mountain Home with 6:18 to go.
Just heavily covered there, Brad. There's no receiver on that side.
By the way, that was a 51-yard pass play to Logan Walker. Trips to the right side. Second and 10 here for Mountain Home from the Harrison 14. Ball is handed off. This is Hershberger up the middle, spinning his way near the goal line. They're going to mark him down at the 1.
Oh.
Almost made it in.
I think he wants the ball back.
Yep.
Wants it
He's
right now, and he
it.
Wants to go fast. There are got a lineman coming in and a lineman going out.
Pizzamini going out. He's hobbling on that right leg. So it's first and goal at the 1 here for Mountain Home. Hershberger wanted the ball. Bounces off the first tackler. Takes it in for the touchdown. That was funny. He called for the ball. He told the coaches he was waving, give me the ball. He bounced off the first tackler and then gets into the end zone.
That's right. I'm looking right here where it was. There he was, a point of attack. There was about three of them. He just kind of dipped his shoulder, kind of shuffle-stepped off to the right, and then easy pickings to find the end zone.
Hershberger, a rushing touchdown, had a receiving touchdown earlier tonight.
He was pretty mad he didn't get in there the first time.
He was. Here's the extra point, and we got a flag. Let's see what this is. False start against Mountain Home. So we'll have to back the Bombers up 5 yards to try this extra point again.
Looks like Pizzamini went out with a cramp. He's back up and went over and stretched the old calf out right now.
So Shaner will have to kick this from the 15-yard line as opposed to the 10.
It's just your NFL extra point.
Yeah. And it is good. 5:58 to play. Harrison leads at 48-34. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Every child deserves to attend school wearing clean clothes and shoes that fit properly without holes. Hi, I'm Major John Robbins with the Salvation Army, and we need your help. We have partnered with the local schools for shoes, socks, and skivvies drive. New shoes, socks, and underwear for children kindergarten through 12th grade are being collected and distributed to those in need. Please consider a donation to the Back to School Socks, Shoes, and Skivvies drive today. And together, let us help kids start the school year off on the right foot.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, you?
You don't remember my name, do you? You have 27 guesses. Go.
Jane.
No.
Jenny?
No.
Sue? You don't always get 27 chances, but with a new $50,000 payout scratch-off from the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, you can win 27 times with more than $20 million in total prizes.
No.
Scarlett.
Wrong.
Lauren.
That's it.
Yes. So how do we know each other again?
Forget it.
Get your ticket today. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Got it. We got it. Here's an onside kick by Mountain Home, and the Bombers have come up with the football. Just inside the 50-yard line. I couldn't tell who came up with it.
I couldn't either. Let's see if we can see a replay or something.
The Bombers come up with the football. They've got it in Harrison territory after the onside kick.
Walker, the Walker number 6.
That's Logan. All right. So the Bombers take over at the Harrison 49-yard line with 5:56 left. It's a two-score game. It's 14 points right now thanks to Harrison's missed extra point. Play action, a flag on the play. Now McKay is rolling. He's past the line of scrimmage when he throws the ball. We're going to have offsetting penalties here, I believe. Did they throw the flag on that?
I don't see a hanky over
either,
there,
but
he is standing there with his foot on the line.
He was well past the line of scrimmage, but we have to see what the first flag was. I think it's going to be offsides against Harrison, but we'll wait to see. There's a goblin shaking up back at the 25-yard line.
Now they've thrown the flag out there toward the outside official who's marking where he threw the football.
Now let's see we haven't got an indication of what the first flag was, but they didn't stop play, so that would tend to tell you it's going to be against the defense. Illegal formation against Mountain Home. That's going to be declined, and then the illegal forward pass will be accepted. That's a loss of down. So
that's the big killer on that. It's
yes.
Not the yardage that gets you. It's the loss of the down. And I didn't see what happened with the guy back here, the defender that went down.
I didn't either. So the penalty moves the ball back to the 46-yard line. And it brings up second down and about 14 here for Mountain Home.
It's Alex Mills, the player that was down. He's back on his feet. He's gingerly walking toward the sideline with some assistance from his teammates.
It's one of those outside linebackers.
That looks a lot like a cramp.
7 penalties for 75 yards against Mountain Home tonight.
You can tell which team has played a game, haven't you?
Yes.
That's the one thing I hate about the 0 week games.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like playing the first week. I'd rather play 10 in a row. Or I definitely don't like the guy ahead of me already playing a game.
See, I liked it. We Mountain Home the last couple of years. You played three, then you had a week off before conference started. Here's a bobbled snap picked up on McKay. He's going to be sacked back at the 39-yard line. It was a low snap. He tried to pick it up, and he never had a chance. So third and long coming up here for Mountain Home. I say it's a low snap. It was a decent snap, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He just didn't handle it right.
He didn't handle it well, and then the defender kind of blew past the left tackle there and went right in for the kill.
Loss of seven, so third of the bunch here for Mountain Home. They'll hand it off. They'll keep it on the ground. Hershberger coming to the near side, breaks a tackle. He's inside the 50, down to the 45, and now you've got a manageable fourth down. You go from third at about 22 down to fourth at about six here.
Yeah, and you're definitely to the point of the game. You're going for it at this point.
That was a 16-yard pickup. Fourth and six for Mountain Home with 4:51 to play, down two scores. This could be the ball game right here if Mountain Home does not convert.
Lots of time left on the play clock, though. Checking over to with Coach Ackland on the sideline for the call.
Trips to the left side. McKay throws the screen. Left side is complete to Walker. He has the first down. He slips through two defenders at about the 41. Winds up at the 35, a first down, Mountain Home.
Made a great catch, too, because he had his hands in a really awkward position for that. I'm waiting to see the replay. Yeah, I had to get the cradle it in, split the defenders.
A 10-yard pickup is first down here for the Bombers at the Harrison 35-yard line. A bad snap this time. McKay is going to pick it up, roll to his left, fire it downfield. It's tipped and incomplete.
Of course, he wanted to get rid of the football, but he was also worried again about getting an intentional grounding call. But save the yardage. That would have been a big loss.
That would have. And the incompletion, of course, stops the clock, too, which Mountain Home needs right now with 4:08 to play, down by 14. McKay will pitch it to Hershberger, coming to the near side. And, oh, the helmet pops off the defender, making the hit. Hershberger's going to pick up about a yard. Losing the helmet that time is Anthony Allen.
Yeah.
He's one of those defensive ends.
He's going to think twice about lowering the head on Hershberger.
A gain of one to the 34-yard line. Third and nine, but the clock runs with 3:43 to play. Bombers down 14. McKay, another bad snap. McKay will pick it up. He's going to elude the pass rush. Fires it downfield. Towards the end zone and incomplete. Boy, what a great job by McKay to elude that first defender and get rid of the football.
That was a little wide left.
It was.
You know, this is the point, though, fatigue starts setting in.
Yes.
But very good job to scramble out. I like the fact he stayed aggressive. He threw that ball where the only person that could get it was – well, in this case, nobody, because the defender was actually behind the receiver running step for step, and he overthrew them both.
We've got a timeout taken by Mountain Home. 3:23 to play. Harrison leads at 48-34. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Member FDIC.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Fourth and nine coming up for Mountain Home. Boy, we've seen the Bombers convert some big fourth downs tonight. They had a drive in the first half where they converted three first downs and wound up, I should say three fourth downs and wound up scoring on that drive. To keep the game alive, they've got to score. They've got to convert this one here, fourth and nine. At the Harrison 34-yard line. Does the game stay alive? McKay to pass, eludes the first pressure. Downfield, it's incomplete. The first man forced him up in the pocket. He was hit as he threw and overshot the intended receiver. And with 3:18 left, it's going to take something miraculous now.
Had a blitzer coming from the bottom side, the near side of the formation. Wasn't able to pick him up, rushed him. He had to step up, let it fly.
So now it's going to take a turnover by this Mountain Home defense to give them a chance. Harrison will, of course, keep it on the ground. And this is the handoff to Welsh. Welsh had a big game last week against Magnolia, scored a couple of touchdowns. He's had very few touches here tonight.
They have not been able to have a lot of running success against us. I think that's a pleasant surprise for the Bombers.
Down to 2:55 to play.
But anytime you see them getting that pistol set up, they're going to just go back. They're going to run fullback quick. They're going to do things like the ISO, the sweep. It'd be interesting to see if they do something where they want to get Keelan the ball on his own.
Keelan's had a hand in all seven touchdowns tonight. Four passing, three rushing. Handoff is Welsh once again, and he is going to take it from the 40 to about the 42-yard line, a gain of two.
Just run it until they stop it.
Yep, Harrison's going to let this play clock run down. And
I think Coach Airy and Coach Wells have enough respect for each other that we won't see this Harrison do anything. It's not classy.
No. And Joel Wells is a class act. He does a great job. And you and I haven't had a chance to talk about this. We talked about it with Coach Airy in his pregame show. This may be the first time both these coaches are in the Missouri Coaches Hall of Fame. This may be the first time a pair of Missouri Hall of Famers have ever coached against each other in Arkansas.
Well, and I saw the note, and I don't think we talked about it. And if I'm right, Coach Wells is from Arkansas, though.
He's from Marshall. Yeah, he was here for until he was about 4 or 5 years old, then moved to Aurora, Missouri, and he spent most of his time in Missouri. But he originally from Marshall.
That coaching road, it takes a lot of routes, doesn't it? A lot of twists and turns.
It does. Well, the Bombers are going to come up short here this evening, but Sonny, it's been a very competitive game, and these young men have played hard. It's been entertaining to watch, and we can see the improvements.
Well, the offensive production is a huge improvement for us. We haven't scored 34 or 35 points in a game since 2018 in a 40-35 loss at Sylvan Hills. We haven't scored this many points against Harrison since we beat them in 2012 when we scored 49. In our midnight game, if you remember that one.
We didn't
kick it off till 10 o'clock because of that severe thunderstorm.
Yep.
But, yeah, entertaining game. You know, I hate it. I see positives. I see a lot of things that we've got to work on this week. You see a lot of self-inflicted wounds.
Well, you always say a team makes its most improvement between their first and second game, and I know Coach Airy and his staff will be hard at work this weekend and getting ready for Nettleton next Friday night, the home opener for Mountain Home. And it'll be senior night.
That's right.
Never know what's going to happen the rest of the season due to COVID, so we're going to get those seniors honored next week. That's the final play of the game. Harrison has run out the clock and picked up a 14-point win. Our final score, Harrison 48, Mountain Home 34. We'll begin the postgame show coming up. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The game is over, but our broadcast continues. The Bombers postgame show is next on Classic Hits 101.7.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
We at Coleman Family Dentistry want to see your whole family smile while cheering on your favorite sports team. That's why we have opened a second convenient location in Cotter. With services designed for children 3 and up, we are a place the whole family can get their teeth checked. We have state-of-the-art equipment, technologies, and 2 great locations, all giving you plenty of reasons to smile. Call Coleman Family Dentistry today and meet Dr. Brad Coleman, Dr. Kyle Barton, and the newest member of the family, me, Dr. Austin Wilkie.
Hello, Bomber fans. It's Sally Gilbert from Arvest Bank, and this cheer is a shout-out to all our student athletes. From the mat to the field, the court to the course, you work hard and play hard, both in the blue and gold uniform and out. We admire your dedication and perseverance. No doubt, these 2 strengths will carry you through your year and throughout life. Remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game and achieve your goals. From all of us at Arvest Bank, go Bombers!
COVID-19 has changed the way we do some things.
But it has not changed the expert care at UAMS.
If you need treatments in our Cancer Institute,
or much-needed surgery to improve the quality of your life,
we're more than ready to safely care for you,
whether in person or through a virtual visit anywhere in Arkansas.
Don't put your health on hold.
UAMS Health, for a better state of health.